Be'ezras Hashem we begin Perek Shleim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Psul Makdashim, the laws of invalidation regarding karbonos in the Sefer Avodah, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing different karbonos that have flour offerings, specifically that of breads, which have halachic problems relating to them. As Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph, regarding if someone increases or diminishes the amount that's supposed to be brought. So that's the Shtei Halechem, which are the two breads brought on Shavuos. V'lechem upon the 12 showbreads brought every single Shabbos from the Shulchan. Obayim Atznufo, the waving of the barley offering brought on the second day of Pesach. Shehoisi b'minos, and we add on to the measurement of the amount of flour you're supposed to have. Oichisa kosher, or you even diminish even the minute amount. Psalus, those are invalid. These are exact measurements. Halacha Beis, Chalos Toida, regarding the breads that the Thanksgiving offering brings. Udukik Nazir, or the wafers that the Nazir brings when he concludes his Naziris. Shechasru, if let's say they're missing, which has the same problem, so it depends. Actually, Nizik Dama Zevach, because here the disqualification is dependent on the carbon that's brought with. So if the blood of the carbon wasn't sprayed yet, so Psun, that's invalid because it was missing when the Halacha defines the criterion. But Mishnizik Dama Zevach, if let's say it was diminished only after the blood of the carbon was already sprayed, saying Shem is it's valid because at the time of this week it's Adam, which is when we qualify, it wasn't missing, so then it's going to be valid. So too, regarding one of the cases we mentioned actually on Halacha Aleph, the two breads that are burned on Shavuos, if they're missing, so actually nizik dam shel kavasim, if the bloods of the lambs that it's brought with these are the kivsei atzeres, if the blood wasn't sprayed yet, so it's invalid because at the time of the zrika it was missing. But nizik dam, if it was after the blood was sprayed, then k'shem they're going to be valid. And Halacha Dal v'chein shnei sedarim. So too, the same thing also one of the other cases we mentioned on Halacha Aleph regarding that of the lechem apanim. Regarding the two orders of the lechem apanim, we have six and six. If shachasru, if they're missing, well, actually hukturu habazik, and that's what we said in Halacha Aleph. We were talking about the actual making of them, the amount of flour you're going to use. Here, you already had them, but just let's say something happened to the breads, it got lost or it got diminished, whatever happened. So actually hukturu habazikin. If the spoonfuls weren't sacrificed yet, well, then soon they're invalid because that's the time that's kaveya. Meshukdur, if they're already burned and then something happens to the breads and they get diminished, then Hashem is going to be valid. Now, this is all regarding the breads. Now, halacha hei of hanasachim shachas, regarding the libations, we have this the wine that is brought with the karbanis. If they're diminished, and there's also flour and oil, so whether the carbon was brought yet or wasn't brought yet, whether the nesachim is coming with it, even if it was diminished, it's going to be valid, meaning the carbon. And you bring other nesachim to fulfill that obligation. It's not dependent one on the other. Halacha v'av. Now, continue on nesachim. Nesachim shekotcher b'kli sharis, regarding the libations that are sanctified in the service vessel. The nifsul hazevach, and the carbon becomes pasul. So, as we're saying, because Nesachim is secondary to the carbon is not secondary to Nesachim, and therefore the carbon is going to be kosher, unlike, as we'll see, regarding these karbonos with these breads. But regarding the Nesachim, so im nifsel bashchita, if the carbon that became invalidated at the slaughtering of the carbon, so like kosher Nesachim nikrev. So the Nesachim never became sanctified to be sacrificed. Now, it did become sanctified to become invalidated by being left out overnight, but the Shechita was never a good Shechita, so it never even started off the Nesachim to say, oh, Shechita was good, let's do Nesachim, and then only later became invalidated. No, it never even became sanctified to be sacrificed. But Nifsim Kabbalah Ve'elch, but let's say it became invalidated, the carbon, which the Nesachim are being brought with, only, let's say, after the Shechita, let's say from the receiving of the blood and onward, then Kachar Nesachim Likrev, then actually the libations had already been sanctified to be sacrificed. Because it's the Shechita that sanctifies the Nesachim to be sacrificed. As the Ram says, "Shein nesachim is kachim likrav el b'shchid zavach." He only becomes sanctified to be sacrificed only from the slaughtering of the carbon. So my answer to the question: now, what do you do? Because you can't bring the nesachim on their own without a carbon. At the same time, they're already sanctified, ready to be brought as an addition to a carbon. So it depends. If there was happened to be another carbon slaughtered at that time without its own nesachim, you could remind it could be brought with it. But from Lahayusham Zevach Achaz Zevach Beis Hashem, there was no other carbon slaughtered at that time. Nasu Kamisha Nivsu Belinu Beisar. But then it's like as if it became invalid by being left out overnight, and we're going to ultimately bring it to be burnt because there's nothing you could do with it. Now, when we say this about carbon sibur, this heter is only by a public carbon. The reason is Nishalev Bazin Masnalim, because the heart, the consciousness of the cords stipulate that if it's going to be a situation, you're not going to be bringing with this carbon because the carbon becomes invalidated. You'll bring with another carbon. Abul Carbon Yachab, but regarding an individual's carbon, if let's say that would happen, the psul in his carbon. Even after even before the Shechita, so then you're not going to bring it with a, meaning after the Shechita, you're not going to bring it with another carbon. Even though there's another carbon that's slaughtered at the time waiting for some nesachim to be brought with it. No. There's no halach of masna bezna on an individual's carbon. Rather, it's left until it develops a psula of being left out overnight, and then b'sarfu then it's going to have intrinsic disqualification, and then you're going to burn it. Halach zayin, b'chol hazvachim sh'nizik l'shalad l'shma. Now, regarding any carbon that was slaughtered not for its namesake, so you could have been niskeim, so that you're going to go ahead and you're going to bring it's nesachim that's considered not a disqualification in the nesachim per se, or even in the carbon per se, and therefore the nesachim will still be sacrificed. And generally the carbon itself is even valid, just doesn't fill alone his obligation. Now halacha ches continues regarding these halachas of the bread, specifically that of the taida, and related is the rekika nazir, like we explained in halacha base. So vlad taida, the child of a Thanksgiving offering, which if the mother, which was a taida, gave birth to a baby. Or to maras, or the swapping, which is someone says, let the sanctity of the taida be on another one, which also has now that same sanctity. Or let's say, v'hamafresh taidasa, let someone separate his carbon taida. V'avdu was lost. V'efesh achar tafta, and then he separated another one to take its place. So regarding all these three cases, imevian la'acha shekipa b'toida rishayna, if you went and you brought these, the vlad of the taida, or the tamura, or the exchange one, after you already get atonement with the original carbon taida, it's in tun lechem. These do not require breads. Only the original taida that requires breads. Now, the madain looking, but if let's you didn't get atonement with the original one, and now you have the original one, the khalifa, and the one that you exchanged it for to take its place, which you subsequently found the original one. Ahi blood, or you have it and its child. Ahi tamuras sa'imdis, or you have it and its tamura that are standing there. So actually both of them require breads, which actually what that means to say is that you're going to sacrifice whichever one of those you want with its bread, but the second one will not require breads. Now, when we say this halacha, specifically, meaning when we say that both require breads, is when they took a vow of a taida. We said, Hare alai lehevi taida, and then he becomes responsible for its insurance. Therefore, he can fulfill his obligation even with the vlad of the animal that he separated, because as the Rambam once mentioned before, a person could get his atonement b'shvach hektish, would even increase the hektish of what the child is. So it's understood that he could sacrifice it and fulfill his obligation and thus bring the lechem with it when he's sacrificing it first. That's only when he takes a vow for a taida. Aval taida as nedava, but let's say he said taking the taida as not as a vow, but rather as nedava, as donating it. Oh, then chalifaso tumurasa tunin lechem. So then, yes, the chalipin of it, which they exchange when you lost it, you exchange another one, or a tumura of it, then that requires breads, meaning actually each one according to its halacha. By the chalipin is whether before atonement or whether after atonement, because it's like an increase of taidus. In other words, the second one is actually not the chalipin of the first one, because the owner is not responsible to replace the lost one, and if he does bring, it's like just a new nedava of a taida. So therefore it's going to require breads even after the atonement. But by tamura of a taida, there's no difference to differentiate between if it's a neder or a nedava. Because just like a tamura of a taida that's an obligation doesn't require breads after atonement, so too the tamura of a nedava, as the Rambam says later on Halacha Yud Gimel. Now, but they both require breads. Uvlada, but regarding the child, in this case, of nedava, in the tun lechem does not require breads. Bein lefnei kapar, bein lacha kapar, whether it's before the atonement or whether it's after the atonement. Which, this qualification is actually specifically to the law of the vlad of the taida. And the reason that is because the Gemara explains that why doesn't require breads when you bring it first is because the vlad is considered the meiser taida, and any meiser taida does not require breads, meaning it's the excess of the taida's leftovers, as we'll see later on halachas, and therefore, whether before or after atonement, it's not going to require breads. And that's the difference between the dava and that of nedav. Halacha test. Let's say he separated his carbon taida and it got lost. And then he separated another one to take its place and it got lost. Now he separated a third one to take its place. And now the first ones that were lost, those first two are found. But and you have all three here, and this is similar to a halacha we had previously regarding when you had lost half of the isaron and you made a new isaron to take its place. This is a similar concept. So you have all three taidas. So it depends. If he gets done with the first one, so shniya in the tuna lechem. So the second one is not going to require any bread because it is the chalipin of the first one. And we said the chalipin does not require any breads. But shleishes tuna lechem, but the third one actually will require breads. And the reason for that is because not the chalipin of the first one. It's like of the second one. And the second one is not being sacrificed. So it's like the original one of that, thus requiring breads. Let's say he gets it done with the third one. So then Shnei Netun Lechem, the second one doesn't require breads. And because it's the exchange of that one, and Rishon Netun Lechem, the first one will require breads because not connected to the third one. But if it gets done with the middle ones, Shnei Netun Lechem, then the first and the third are not going to require because it's the chalipin of both them, whether the prior, post, or pre. Halacha Yud. Let's say someone separated monies for his carbon ta'ida, and they got lost. So the same thing, just regarding monies. And they separated other monies to take their place. Now, and he didn't get a chance to yet buy the ta'ida with those exchange monies until he found the first monies. So he'll take all the monies together, and he'll purchase whatever costs a ta'ida with his breads. And the leftover funds, he'll bring a ta'ida, but it doesn't require breads, because it's like this halacha, like we said, regarding the Vlad, like it's the leftover funds of a ta'ida, which you don't bring bread. But it requires libations as a regular carbon ta'ida. And the chenem afresh ta'idasa, let's say so too, if he separated the animal itself of a ta'ida. Vavdu was lost. Then when he was replacing it, he was replacing funds in place of it. Then you found the original animal. So with the monies, you're going to bring a ta'ida b'lei lachem. You can bring a ta'ida without bread. And the original one, you bring as a regular ta'ida with his bread. And b'chenem afresh moisla ta'idasa vavdu. Let's see the other way around. He first had separated funds for his ta'ida, and that monies was lost. And then Mehefesh Toydach Tachtein, so to take its place, he separated an actual animal of a Toydach. And then you found the monies. So Yavimina Mois, Toydach Balachma, so from the funds, he's going to bring the Toydach and its bread, because that was the original one which he ultimately found. And this later Toydach, which he was to replace it, Tikkun B'lei Lachem, will be sacrificed without breads, because it's not the original Karma Toydach, it's what we call the Chalipin. If someone says, Harizu Toydach Baharizal Lachma, this is the Toydach and this is its breads. Now, Avad Alachem, if the breads get lost, so maybe lechemach, you bring other breads to take its place. But of the ta'ida, if the ta'ida gets lost, even maybe ta'ida chayz, you can't bring other breads, other carbon ta'ida to be with the breads. The reason for that is, nishal lechem bo b'galal ta'ida. The breads come secondary because of the ta'ida. So it's the tafel, you can replace it. But b'ena ta'ida bo b'galal lechem, the ta'ida doesn't come because of the breads. And if the ta'ida is lost and the bread's still there, you can't bring those breads with that ta'ida. Halachid beis, hefesh mois l'ta'idasai. Let's say the individual went and he separated monies for his toida. That's what he said, for his toida, benoister, and now he has leftover monies. So, meiv ben lechem. So, after he has leftover monies of buying the animal, he could use the monies to bring the breads. But hifrish la lechem b'hoisa, but let's say he separated monies for his bread, and he has leftover funds, in meiv ben toida. Similar to the previous, like, he can't bring toida for that, and the reason for that is because the lechem is called toida. Like it says, v'hikir al zebach toida chalas matzes. But the toida is not called lechem, so the lechem funds can only be used for lechem. The toida funds, however, could be used for lechem, because the lechem is called as part of the toida. If someone says, this is the Thanksgiving offering. And then in the Sabbath, B'tamura, so again, he had made a Tamura, and now it gets mixed up, the Tayyid with the Tamura. Now, one of these animals died, and it's not known which is the one that died. So the remaining one, there's nothing to do for it. Why? Maybe you can bring bread with it. Maybe it is the Tamura, and the Tamura doesn't require bread. Now, actually, although we said in Halacha Ches that the Tamur before Kapara actually requires bread, and this is before atonement, but still, in this situation where the person said Harizu and then died, so it's like after atonement, because you don't have an obligation to bring another one. So therefore, you can't say it's like before the atonement and you still have the obligation. So it might be the Tamur, and I'll bring bread with it. Maybe it's a Tayyid which requires bread. Therefore, you can never sacrifice this at all. Rather, it grazes until it develops a blemish and it's sold, and you separate monies for the Tayyid, and you buy from those funds together a behema with Tayyid and a Lechem, and the leftover funds are used for the Maisa Tayyid, which does not require any bread. If you have a Tayyid that one of its chalas broke, the pieces broke. So kulam psulos, they're all invalid. Where there's these 40 breads, they all have to be intact. Yotze sachaloi nitma, let's say, however, if the bread goes out of the azara or becomes tummy, so shahachal ksheres, here unlike the halacha breaking, where they're all, we have to be intact, here the other chalas that didn't go out or didn't become tummy are still valid. Nifres lachmoi nitma, let's say the bread broke or became tummy. Oh yotze, or had the psulos going out, actually nishchata ha-toida, but it's before the toida was even slaughtered. Okay, maybe lechemach b'shechet, so bring other bread, supplemented, whether it broke or whether it went out, and then you can slaughter. Because obviously the psul that we spoke about before was not before it was slaughtered. And that is rather v'machash nishchat. But let's say if it happened after it was slaughtered, and then nifras nitma yotze, then the bread broke, or then it became tummy, or then it was went out of the azara, and this is before the blood was sprayed, so it wasn't done already. Rather, it's specifically between the shechita and the zrika. Then hadam yizarek, okay, so the blood will be sprayed. and the meat of the carbon will be eaten. The breads are totally invalidated. And one has not fulfilled his obligation. But let's say the blood was already sprayed. And then some of the breads broke. Was taken out. So then it was already after the atonement of the carbon. So then you'll take the breads which are the truma, which from the four types of breads, you take one and you give it to the kain, which is called the truma. You take from the whole ones, al paras, and the ones that did break. You take from the tall ones take the place of the ones that became tummy. And you take from the ones that are inside to take the place of the ones that went outside. That's not invalidation of the carbon. Halakha is vav. Toida shenishchata ashmein mechalas. If you have a toida that's supposed to be slaughtered on 40 breads and he brought 80 breads, and you slaughtered the toida in that state. Loy kotra abar mitek shmein. We don't say that 40 out of the 80 are sanctified. No, that wasn't valid. Now vemama, but if he says yikdashu abar mitek shmein, let 40 out of the 80 be sanctified, then okay, it's only 40 that are sanctified. So meishchata abar mitek shmein. Then you draw 40 out of the 80. Umeim hem achas mekol carbon, and then you'll separate one out of each type to give to the kain. The harbom hashniyas, and the remaining 40 yipadu will be redeemed v'yetzluchun, and they'll go out to be unconsecrated. Halacha tazayin hashocher esad toida. If someone slaughters the toida, v'yelach mechutz l'chemes beis pagi. Now the breads, which become sanctified with the slaughtering of the toida, they weren't in the area; they're actually out of the walls of the harabayas. L'kadosh alachem. Then the breads are not sanctified. Let's say it was only out of the courtyard, but it was within the area of the harabayas of the Temple Mount. Then the bread does become sanctified, even though it's not inside the area of the Azar. Let's say another thing regarding the qualification that we're saying that the breads become sanctified at the time of the slaughtering of the Toida. Let's say slaughtered the carbon Toida, until the breads did not become baked yet, because they did the outer part didn't become crusted in the oven. Even though all the breads did become already baked, besides one of them, the breads are not become sanctified because they all have to be ready to be sanctified. Let's say slaughtered the taida, and the carbon becomes invalidated because when the kain was slaughtering it, he had a thought that it should be eaten beyond its time when you're allowed to eat it. Or with a thought that it should be eaten beyond the perimeter where you're allowed to eat. In these cases, kadosh alechem, the bread actually becomes sanctified. The reason that is because the invalidation is coming with the slaughtering and not before it. So it actually does become sanctified. Nimtzis balas mum, I trefa, but let's say it turns out that the carbon was actually had a blemish or had a moral defect, which that's intrinsic validation before it was even slaughtered. Oy shashchat, or even if it was slaughtered, but shalom l'shma, not for its namesake, which that we actually learned from a pasuk al zevach ha-toida, which teaches that the bread only becomes sanctified if the zvicha was for the l'shem toida, and he was done shalom l'shma. So unlike kadosh alechem, in those cases the bread is not sanctified. And the chen adin be'elnazir im alechem shalei, same thing halacha that we spoke about, the breads of the taidam, same thing applies to the breads that come with the ram of the nazir, with its breads. And the reason for that is because all the kabbonists that have breads come with it are learned out from the halachas of the carbon taidam.